Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about dementias. There's at least a dozen different dementias. Doctors call all of them Alzheimer's disease because when you look at the payout list, Alzheimer's disease pays the most. So no matter which of the 12 dementias you have, they're going to call it Alzheimer's disease, and there's no law that says you can't have 2 or 3 or 5 or 8 or all 12 of the dementias. And so you have to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat brown rinos, no sugar. And then I want you to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That's one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I want you to take the ultimate niacin plus one of those twice a day. Our de-stress capsules, 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. Then I want you to take the ultimate daily classic tablets, 3 of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight in case you have vascular dementia. And don't forget those 3 eggs twice a day because remember, 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you so much for being here. Friday, great to be here with you on this great day. And I've got a great, really incredible program lined up for you today. Bottom of hour number 2, you will be introduced to Rick Reen, blessed to teach. And Rick has an incredible story to tell. He goes out and works to engage Christians in getting engaged and involved in what is going on. And he himself was not engaged and not involved. From frustrated spectator to powerful impactor, we'll get his story and what he has been doing to try to share truth with folks coming up bottom of hour number 2. Top of the next hour, John Pierce, attorney John Pierce is with us. We'll get kind of a behind-the-scenes look at January 6th. He has a number of clients that he is handling that are defendants in January 6th. If you noted yesterday, many of the Republican members, our good friend Margie Taylor Greene was one of those. Matt Gaetz was there as well. Several that went and attempted to visit those that are being held and have been, and there's a story on Revolver that several of them have changed their persona in the letters that they've written to Congress and to others, claiming to be Cuban nationality, and suddenly it's just an interesting read. At any rate, the point is, these people are being held without due process. They're being told now that there'll be no speedy trial, and from my understanding, and John will confirm this, the government is providing no disclosure. They under the law, the defendant has a right to see the evidence of the accuser. The government is providing no evidence, and now they've said, we're going to keep you here. We're not going to give you a speedy trial. We're going to deny you any constitutional rights whatsoever, and we're not going to produce any evidence or witnesses to corroborate what we're accusing you of. So we'll have John's story coming up top of the next hour. David Horowitz is with us, best-selling author of The Enemy Within. And we'll talk to him about liberal zealots and about the silence that he feels is coming from the opposition, our side of the fence. We'll get a conversation going with David on that. But joining me now, and I'm so excited to have both of these gentlemen. Don Jans, as you know, is with us as we talk about Marxism, communism, and socialism. But I want to get to the individual that's joining Don and I today, IQ Al-Rasuli. And if you've been watching my blog, you know I've been posting Al-Rasuli's articles at the blog. He is an expert when it comes to understanding Islam. He has been studying the Islamic writings for over 30 years. He has challenged all imams for the last 10 years. Anything that he says, his challenge is, I'll pay you $1.5 million if you can disprove me. But he uses their own text to validate everything that he says. I want to welcome both Don and Al-Rasuli to the program. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, we were talking about this. I think one of the places that I'd like to start, if you don't mind, is, you know, the 1,400-year program of Islam is to start out pretending to be a peaceful religion, then move into the realm of politics, and then take military action against the host country that, you know, has been lulled into sleep by the first two operations. Ilhan Omar and another one of the Muslim congressional members are calling for a commission to investigate Islamophobia. Your thoughts, Al-Rasuli?
Well, first of all, Islamophobia is a contradiction in terms. And the most important thing, this is the sickening part. No Muslim on planet Earth can accuse any other group of human beings of being Islamophobic. Islamophobia, definition of phobia. Anybody listening, Google it now. Phobia is not fear. Phobia is irrational fear. And there are maybe 10,000 irrational fears that humans suffer, like arachnophobia, agoraphobia, fear from spiders, fear from snakes. They are irrational in the sense that the person who suffers them never encountered a snake or anything like that, but they fear them. So it's irrational. Now, fearing Islam is totally irrational. Why? Because if the Muslims dominate you, they give you two choices. You either submit to Sharia or they kill you. So fearing Islam is rational. Not fearing Islam is irrational, hence Islamophobia is a contradiction in terms. You see, you have 535 members in Congress. Not one of them, not one, has the brain power or the spine to address Ilhan Omar and say, hey, listen, you swore allegiance to America on the Quran, but the Quran is an embassy of the American Constitution. You are a traitor in waiting or a traitor in action. You can never, ever be a loyal citizen among non-Muslims. Another $200,000, $200,000 says no human being on planet Earth and no intelligent life outside the solar system. I mean, I've been doing this for 30 years. I've never had a single imam or a scholar of Islam ever come against me. Not once.
Tell me...
Why? Because my reasoning is simple. The tragedy is not the Muslims. The Muslims are only following their Quran. The Quran tells them, you are the eternal and mortal enemy of every human being on the planet who is not a Muslim. That's what the Quran teaches. And you can't change that. The tragedy is that the people in Congress, the people in America, the people in the West, they don't have the brain power or the spine to stand up and be counted. Am I exaggerating? The answer is no.
Quote the
535. Yeah. Sorry, go on.
I was going to ask you, quote the verse for me, if you would, relative to, you know, where it says that they basically have to...
Verse,
go ahead.
Chapter 2, Al-Baqarah, verse 216, it speaks about jihad. It says to the Muslims, if you are not a jihadi, you are not a Muslim. What is jihad? Jihad is warfare against non-Muslims until they either submit to Islam, Sharia, or be exterminated. Google it. Chapter 2, Al-Baqarah, verse 216. It's mandated. It's not my words. It's their words. There are 106 verses in the Quran that prohibit the Muslims from ever being loyal to non-Muslims. Ever. They can't be. It's that simple. It's not complicated. The tragedy is not with the Muslims. The tragedy is with. They're spineless.
Now, there's also, if I understand, a verse in there that says that they can lie or misrepresent.
It's called taqiyya.
Okay.
Yes, it's called taqiyya.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Google taqiyya, T-A, and no matter how you spell it, the Google will bring it right. Taqiyya, T-A-Q-Q again, I-Y-A-H. Taqiyya means to deceive the non-Muslim. For example, if a Muslim wants to get into business with a Christian, let's say, and in serious business, he can even sit down and drink wine, which is prohibited, eat pork, which is prohibited, to pretend that he is part and parcel of the American society. But then, for as long as he's doing it for the sake of Sharia, it's sanctified by Allah, their God. And the most important thing of everything is their Allah is not the same as the God of the Bible. Since their Allah is not the same as the God of the Bible, then nobody revealed anything to Muhammad. Everything in the Quran was concocted. Every single letter in the Quran was concocted by Muhammad. Nobody revealed anything to him. Again, $200,000. If I had a million, I would put a million. Nobody can prove me wrong. All I need is 10 minutes with Hannity. 10, 12 minutes with Hannity. Or with Tucker. That's all I need. I can change history. I'm not exaggerating, honestly. I can change history. Can anybody arrange something like that?
We'll do our best. Here's a verse that backs up again what you're saying. Quran 3:28. Let not the believers take the disbelievers as aliyah. Am I pronunciating that right?
Yeah.
Instead of the believers. And whoever does that will never be helped by Allah in any way, except if you indeed fear a danger from them. And Allah warns you against himself, his punishment, and to Allah is the final return. So the only way that you can do this is basically to lie.
Absolutely, and they lie to each other, by the way. The Shia lie to the Sunnah, and the Sunnis lie to the Shia. And both of them lie to the non-Muslims. Please remember something. It's really simple. Every single Muslim on planet Earth, about 20% of humanity, 1.3, 1.5, 1.6 billion, who cares? 20% of humanity is the eternal and mortal enemy of every single human being who is not a Muslim, 80% of humanity. That means they are the enemies of every single Christian, Buddhist, Hindu, Jew, agnostic, anybody who is not a Muslim. Eternally, by the way. Something else. Idiot. Whether they are Jews or Christians, they keep telling me, yes, but the Bible has violence. Yes, true, the Bible has violence. But the Bible's violence is at that point of time, not extended in the future and forever. Islam is open-ended. It's forever. Huge difference. And by the way, there is not a single verse in the whole of the New Testament which is violent. Not one.
Yep.
And
one must understand the full context of the Old Testament to understand what the purpose was in cleaning up the Promised Land. And if you studied scripture and you understand that, then you understand what's going on. I want to talk about the Christian perspective on some of this as well when we get back. We'll be right back. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. IQ Autosuli and Don Jans are my guests. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. 8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call my pillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit mypillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My guest, Don Jans, and my special guest is IQ Autosuli, and he will be joining us twice a month here. Unfortunately, Don, because of the time change and the time difference over there, he has to be on at 11 a.m. Eastern, because he has to take time off work in order to be able to be here during this time. So I apologize for that. But we are going to have him on twice a month to be able to talk about this. Phobia is an irrational fear. Islamophobia doesn't exist. It is rational to have a fear of Islam, because if you don't submit to Islam, then their recourse action is to eliminate you. And we're watching that happen. It is happening around the world right now. And in every Islamic country, it is happening as well, by the way. And it's hidden by their media and by ours. Talk to me about solutions.
There is only one solution, and it's all legal, by the way. In every European law and constitution, even the American constitution, you should know that. If you have one group of people in the United States of America which incites against other groups of people, it is not allowed. It's not allowed by law. Okay. See, Sharia is the fundamental basis of Quran and Sunnah. It's the fundamental basis of the Islamic belief system. You must not allow Sharia to take root in the United States of America or in Europe. In the Muslim countries, Christians cannot practice their faith in good shape. They are always persecuted, converted by force, raped, done in all the time. But Muslims in European and American countries are given the freedom of unlimited freedom, which is not allowed, shouldn't be. Sharia is the nemesis of the American Constitution and the nemesis of every European law in Europe. So by stopping Sharia, which means you must not allow them to teach in their schools, it's called madrasa. Madrasa is a Muslim religious school. So what do they teach the children in the madrasa? They teach them the Quran. What does the Quran teach them? To hate Americans, to hate Europeans, to hate Christians, Buddhists, Hindus, and Jews. Why do you allow it? Give me a single logical, rational, moral reason to allow that. There isn't. There isn't. There's not a single rational reason to allow Sharia to take root anywhere in a Christian and European country.
And let's
in any country outside the land of Islam.
Arasuli, let's be clear, too, that what you're talking about is not something that is happening in history. It's not an ancient thing. This is something that is actually going on and happening right now in Islamic countries. And Nigeria is a prime example of it happening right now, folks. I mean, literally, as we're speaking right now, I will have someone next Friday who will give testimony to what they're witnessing, and they've written about it. Look at, there's an article in the Epic Times about terrorists who are using agricultural terror. They are literally destroying all of the Christians' crops, and they're doing that to starve them out. Right now in Nigeria, they rape the young girls. They take them as captives, as slaves, and they use them for sex. This isn't history. This isn't going on somewhere in history. This is happening right now. And that's why we're bringing this to your attention, because we've got to stop it. It can't happen here in America, and it's already starting. Back with more after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg.